Another officer dead. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Authorities in eastern Kentucky confirming a third law enforcement officer has died of wounds suffered Thursday night when a domestic violence suspect opened fire on them as they tried to serve a warrant. Jacob Chaffins was the canine officer for the Prestonburg, Kentucky Police Department. Another officer, a sheriff's deputy, and a police dog were also killed. Several officers were wounded. Floyd County District Attorney Keith Bartley says it was an unbelievable scene.
Weapons would be prohibited in time.
When I say it's a war zone, when I pulled into this area, we're talking about people in fatigues, people with body armor, people with night vision, people with assault weapons. If that's not a war zone, I don't know what it is. You know, when I get out of the car, there's bullets raining down on us. It's a war zone.
The suspect has been charged with murder. New York State responding to a Supreme Court decision striking down its restrictive concealed carry law by enacting restrictions on where concealed weapons can be carried.
Weapons would be prohibited in Times Square, on public transportation, schools, libraries, daycares, playgrounds, parks, zoos, places of worship, hospitals, and all healthcare facilities. The ban also applies to government buildings, sporting and entertainment venues, and places where alcohol or cannabis is consumed.
Sharon Crowley of Fox 5 in New York. The Texas Supreme Court has dissolved a lower court order that allowed abortion to continue in the state for up to 6 weeks into a pregnancy. This apparently allows the state to enforce a 1925 statute that banned all abortions, unenforceable since the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision. Nearly 7,000 airline flights in the U.S. were delayed Friday, another nearly 600 canceled. These travelers at Newark's International Airport were hoping to start their holiday weekend on time.
We're just gonna be patient. Gotta pack your patience.
We're hoping the plane is there when we're ready to get on it, or there's a pilot to fly it so that we can get out on time.
The TSA says passenger levels are now back at pre-pandemic levels. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now, the poll says more Americans disapprove of the way the Biden administration is handling the economy.
When it comes to the state of the economy, President Biden does not think things are that bad. He also does not think that any world leaders believe that America is going down the wrong track. But a recent poll suggests that a lot of Americans are not happy with how things are going. A poll from APNORC says 69% of people disapprove with how President Biden is handling the nation's finances. And despite what Biden claims, the U.S. inflation rate is not lower, but higher than some major economies in the world, including Italy, Canada, Germany, France, Japan, Saudi Arabia, and China.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Another migrant truck has been found in San Antonio with 14 people inside, but unlike Monday, all were alive and well. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says it was apparently a work crew from Central America.
What still did raise red flags is that it's a total of about 14 people. I believe 12 of them are Cuban nationals, and two are from Nicaragua.
And there's new information about the truck in which 53 migrants died on Monday.
According to relatives of the victims, they'd confiscated their cell phones, making it impossible for the migrants passing out inside to call for help when the truck broke down and the air conditioning and ventilation failed. Sources tell the Associated Press that truck had passed through a CBP checkpoint 26 miles northeast of the border city of Laredo, raising concerns about the effectiveness of checkpoints along highways inside the U.S. and prompting Texas to step up inspections of commercial vehicles possibly being used for human smuggling.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Syria is accusing Israel of launching what it calls an air aggression, with several missiles targeting an area south of Tartus and west of Tripoli. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.